I guess stepping back, Coach, 2-1 at the East Region Tournament. Runners up again to West Fargo, but as you look towards the way that they played at the East Region Tournament, you still had to be pleased with the way the girls played.
Oh, yeah. It was a really good weekend. The girls played really well. We didn't have great weather, so that didn't help. But even playing through that, they did a really good job. You know, the first game, getting that 10-run rule was great. It was nice to start out that way. Against Cheyenne, our bats were a little bit slow, but still, I mean, it's nice to have a win there. And then a 3-1 game against West Fargo, where we're leading up until the 6th. I mean, that's really hard to complain about. So, yeah, the girls played really, really well.
Is it nice to know that even if the bats are quiet, because of your pitchers with Becca and Hillary, you're going to be in good shape?
Yeah, Haley and Becca are just killing it right now. Like, Becca's always ready to go from that point. Haley's just throwing really well, and they're both mentally ready to go and communicating well with what they need and what they're working on. And the other really cool thing is that they're very supportive of each other. So if one's struggling, the other one's got their back, and they know that they can back each other up and help each other, so it's nice to have that. But yeah, the girls just, they really come through and really help us out in the pitching aspect of things.
And they, you know, one lefty, one righty, so kind of, do they complement one another, though, in the circle?
Oh, more than just the circle. Like, their personalities are kind of opposite, so they're really, like, the polar opposites, but it really works, and they can come together in a good way. So yeah, it's nice to have that mix. We'll be sad to see Becca go next. I know Haley's going to miss her, too.
Oh, yeah, now with Dickinson coming up here in the first round, do you know anything about the midgets? Or if you do, what do you know?
The first time we played them, that was one of our first games of the season. We split, and that was a close game with them. Oh, my gosh. It was, I think, 13-12, and we, you know, barely won that one. A lot of big stuff, and I know we were missing some girls, too. So they're a really quick team. They're coached really well. So there's a lot of things that I think we can go back and forth on, but I think it should be a really good game.
I know you talked about when we chatted here during the East Region. Early in the season, your bats are going to be quiet, and they kind of got going. And was that during that time when your bats weren't quite ready yet?
Well, I think we were just all still adjusting the stuff. I think, you know, the season was first getting out. I know we had, I think it was a music contest that day, so we had some girls missing there. But, yeah, things were kind of quiet because they were slowly starting to adjust and get the timing down and things like that. But I think now everyone's a little more awake and in game mode, so it's a little bit easier.
So focus is there. They're focused and ready to make some noise, in Minot.
I don't know about focus, but, yeah, they're definitely ready to make some noise and do stuff like that. We have a very exciting, happy team, so it's nice to see the positivity go through them. So.
Well, we talked about the experience 5 years here that they've been to the state tournament. How is that going to play into being into this one again?
Well, I think it's really exciting for them. Like, you know, before we had the same, you know, last year that senior class, they were up there for, you know, all 4 years of that. And now these girls, they have an idea what to expect. They know what to do. And they're always the ones that were ready to go right behind them. And now they're, you know, their time has come. So that's exciting for them. But I think that they're ready to go. They have an idea what to expect. And it should be pretty good.
All right. Good luck to you, Coach.
Thank you.